Blog Talk Radio.
like a runaway, like a runaway. When troubles bite and try to steal the day, try to steal the day, try to steal the day. Turn the page to the end of the story, where deepest dreams are true, and revel in the glory coming soon and very soon.
Made for men in their lives. okay? Let's get into the message, all right? It's called loving family. Loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must be consistently tapped into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others as selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and empower to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love others. One of the most direct examples of the kingdom of God on earth is the family unit. God longs to use the love between family members to tell the world of his love as creator and father of all. As believers, we must choose to continue to love, forgive, help, and pursue strong relationships with those God has given us as our family. You're not a member of your family by mistake. Psalm 139, verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." God formed you perfectly for your family. He had plans for you and your family before the formation of the heavens and the earth. And he has placed your family on the earth intentionally and purposefully. He has incredible plans for a family that will pursue love for each other and walk in his eternal purposes. Your Heavenly Father knows the follies of your family. He knows their weaknesses, trials, and temptations. But he also longs to empower you with grace to love them. He longs to use you to restore your family to him so that you might experience the wonders of God-filled family relationships. Scripture is filled with commandments about family unit. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you." Ephesians chapter 5, 22 says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord." And later in Ephesians chapter 5, 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Proverbs 17, verse 6 says, "Grandchildren are the crown of the age, and the glory of children is their fathers." And 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of the household, he has denied the faith and worse than an unbeliever." And Leviticus chapter 25, 35 says, "If your brother comes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger or a sojourner, and he shall live with you." God truly values a family unit. The commands of Scripture are not suggestions based on how your family has treated you in the past. They are loving commands from your Lord, who has the absolute best plans in store for you behind every word. God knows that there are wounds from your family. He knows that loving them can be difficult, especially when your love isn't reciprocated. But he is calling you to a lifestyle of grace-filled love for those he has specially given to you. He will provide for you all the courage, strength, power, and grace you need. He longs to help you love your family into restoration. So have patience with them. Pray constantly for them. And love them as your Lord Jesus has loved you passionately, faithfully, and gracefully. Meditate on God's command to love your family. Allow Scripture to influence the way you view the importance of loving your family. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself, pray for their family. Pray for each family member especially and ask God to meet and bless them. As you pray for them, allow the Lord to fill you with grace and love. Allow God to fill you with the knowledge of how he feels about them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, "Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints." Ask God to empower you to love your family well today. Ask Him to give you a creative way to love them. Pursue forgiveness in your own heart as well as you're with your family. Okay? And God will help you do what you have felt is impossible. He will fill you with strength to love your family well. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So as you grow in your pursuit of your loving family well, look to Jesus as your model. He loved all those around Him perfectly. Sometimes He would speak the truth in love. Other times He would rest with those who simply needed to be around Him. Other times He will provide for their physical needs. The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom into exactly how to love your family if you will open your heart and ask Him for it. So may your family be blessed by the love of God working through you today. I highly suggest that you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That will bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Amen. Now let us get into the important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol, or drugs, or sexual immorality, okay, or gambling, or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, you see, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, He's got to know you. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may He always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, you can call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live again. And you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Alrighty. Okay. I've got callers, but nobody has pressed the 1 key. So if you wanna talk to me, press the 1 key. Okay, well, we're going to play some music here.
Just within.
Well, hello, everybody. It's not a pre-recorded show. Yes, December's here, okay? Today's date is the 12-1 of 2020, and it's approximately 8:43 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it would be 9:44. If you're in the mountains, okay, it would be 7:44. And if you're on the West Coast, it would be 6:44. Okay? I understand that today is Beanie Loco's birthday, okay? So I want to say happy birthday to Beanie Loco. God bless him. Okay. All right. Okay, we've got some callers. Let's take a caller. Caller. You're on the line.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? It's Randy.
Randy Anderson.
What's up, Randy?
Nothing. What are you up to, bro?
Nothing much. Just doing the show.
Okay, well, kind of, I don't know how to tell you this, but I got into it with Tony Gaga.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he banned me a couple days ago, and I kind of need your advice as to kind of how to mend that relationship back together. I've been taking testosterone boosters from my doctor. I don't know if you're familiar with what that is. I was feeling down. I didn't have any energy. So then I went to the doctors and they've been giving me some testosterone boosters or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
anyway,
hormone.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It's like hormone therapy. So one of the issues that I have is that I am constantly horny. I'll just be straight out with it, you know, because I didn't know that's one of the side effects. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So it's like it raises your you become like, you know, like an 18-year-old again, you know. So like you have, you know, you're a little more aggressive, but you're also, you know, horny as hell. You know, you see a fine woman, whatever. Anyway, so last night we were talking to Tony Gaga, and he was he was getting really explicit when it came to explaining, you know, he has a new girlfriend. And so he started, like, explaining in detail, you know, what she looks like. And you know, I don't know. It just got me aroused. And so he was telling me, you know, she has these huge – I can't remember the word he was using, but big breasts, and that she looked really nice, and he was like, wow, they're huge, and he started describing it in detail, you know, one thing led to another. He started really getting detailed and sexual with it, and it turned me on, you know, it turned me on. So I accidentally came on the air.
Wow.
I'm really embarrassed. And then Tony said he was going to ban me, but I think I heard it kind of in his voice because he came back. I think he was actually aroused a little by, you know, what had happened live on his show. But maybe he shouldn't be so sexual on his show when he's talking about a woman, especially a woman that he supposedly likes. He says, oh, I like her. You know, she's, you know, she might be the one. And then he starts talking about her like she's a sexual object. Like she's a sex object, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, so I don't know. What do you think? I mean, how...
Well, I don't know. I all I can say is, you know, I mean, maybe you should explain it to Tony just like you explained it to me got aroused due to his explaining of what she looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't mean anything by it. I mean, Tony's kind of slow anyways. I have to, you know, I don't think he understood how sexual he actually was. He started, you know, talking about her breasts being like life preservers, you know, and then he started describing her ass and oh shit. See, it's happening now. Oh, I got a hard on. I'm gonna try to back off. Because I may end up, you know, blowing my load, but I'm not going to. So not on your show. But if you put Tony, maybe you can ask Tony to call in so that I can kind of explain it to him, so he could, you know, kind of forgive me, because he said he banned me from his show. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean,
yeah.
You think he's gonna?
Tony, if you're listening, why don't you please call in so you can talk to Randy and get this cleared up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to you, Tony. I'm sorry. But maybe you should also take responsibility for the way you were describing this poor woman that you supposedly really like, and maybe don't treat her like a sex object. You know, maybe treating women like sex objects is not a good thing, you know. Time to man up and treat women with respect. Is he on the? Are there any other callers? If I can just listen.
Yeah, we have
some
callers.
Yeah, don't put me on mute though. I don't mind. Just maybe I could talk to him. So yeah, put him on.
Okay.
Maybe they have some advice.
I don't think Tony called in. He said he wasn't going to call in.
Oh, well, who's on the other line? Maybe we can hear who. Maybe they have some advice for me, because I really want to mend this fence. You know.
Okay.
Even though Tony's a big guy.
Okay, well, that was a nobody. Let's try again. 111, you're on the air.
Hello? Who is that? I mean, no one even answered.
You're not saying that.
Oh.
Okay,
is that
let's
it?
Try,
no,
let's try again.
Okay.
Here. 111. Okay.
My God.
You see what I'm dealing with?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not cool. And that's crazy. And I didn't expect Tony to call in. To be honest, Tony's a bit of a coward. He actually, I've talked to him in private a few times, and he's kind of a nice guy, but he's also, you know, he shared with me on the air how he had, when he was over at that girl's house for Thanksgiving, that he had clogged her toilet. He'd eaten there, and it's kind of hard for him to wipe his ass, so he had to use a lot of toilet paper, it's just like a swamp, a musty swamp, you know, in his ass crack there. So he had to use up a bunch of toilet paper, and he clogged up her toilet. And, it was, I guess, a very embarrassing situation where she, you know, he came out and he said, you know, I did a poopy and I clogged the toilet. Unbelievable. Yeah, he used that verbiage. He calls feces or number two, he calls it poopies.
Okay.
Is there no other callers? No one else calls in.
Well, we got another 111 caller. Let's take it and see who it is.
Okay. Okay.
Can't help you that. Hold on. Take the caller.
Okay.
Damn, man. It's me.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a fake me.
Oh, okay. Jesus. I thought that was you for a second.
No, it wasn't me.
Jesus. H. Jehoshaphat. This is too much. I don't know. This is... And nobody else wants to call in with some actual, you know, topics. I mean, like I said, I would love to talk to Tony, but, again, Tony's kind of a fat fuck who... Oh, excuse my language. Who doesn't really... Who doesn't really want to have a conversation? You know, he just wants to ban people from his show. But, you know, I'll talk it over with him on his show, and I'm sure he'll let me back in. Tony and I have grown pretty close.
I would think he would let you back in. Yeah.
No other callers, huh? That's it?
Oh, we've got Doug. He just called.
Oh,
okay.
Let's talk to Doug. Doug's a good guy. But let's be easy on him because he's been going through a lot lately with his drinking.
Oh, okay. What happened? Well, I guess he hung up.
Doug. Poor Doug. Yeah, Doug, I think what happened is he heard that I was on the line and I've been trying to – I talk to him periodically and try to help him through his benders. You know, he just got off one yesterday. He'd been drinking for about 8 days straight. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, poor guy.
Okay. Let's try another 111 caller.
Hello. This is Pastor Grover. Hello.
Hello.
I'm not really a pastor. I'm just kidding. I'm not really a pastor. I was trying to be like that Pastor Ken to call in sometimes.
So how you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm down here in San Antonio. I got back from Pennsylvania, where I've been sent up by Tony F. to do some voter fraud. He paid me $500 to go up there and vote for Joe Biden. And I didn't even have an ID. I didn't even have an ID, and they gave me 14 absentee ballots, and I just filled them all out. And I turned them all in, and we helped get Joe Biden elected, and then he fell down and broke his hip. So I understand he tripped and fell, so he broke his hip recently, so he'll be dead within a couple of weeks, from what I understand.
Wow.
Could I talk to the gentleman who has a problem with the hard-ons?
Hello? Yeah, he's right here.
I'm on. Okay. Hey, Grover.
Hey, this is Grover Washington. I'm down here in San Antonio. I'm at the Haven for Hope Mission down here. I'm 59 years young. And even though I'm 59 years young, I can still get a stiffy, as they like to call it. And when I say stiffy, I'm referring to an erection in the penis region.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to – could you explain again what gave you the hard-on? Was it the talking about the boobs? Could you give me some more details?
It was. What happened is just Tony started describing in a very sexual manner how the titties, he was talking about how big her breasts were and that they looked like flotation devices. And then he started talking about, like, her butt and just, hold on a second. That's the way Grover comes. I'm almost positive when he coughs really. Anyways, let me continue on. He said she has big, huge breasts, black hair, olive skin. Just really, Ken, if you want to join in, you feel free. You know, it's just kind of like a circle jerk kind of thing.
Did she have the big nipples?
Hold on.
Yeah. And, yep, and she has some real, she has some beautiful olive skin with big tits in it. Oh, shit. Yeah, so Ken, Tony was saying that, Tony was just explaining about how big her tits were and how she takes anal sex. He had mentioned she takes anal sex and, goddamn me too. I'm coming again. Oh, shit. I was thinking about Tony's girl again and her big tits. Oh, goddamn. Oh, how am I going to clean this up? It's all over the keyboard. Let me get you. I'm just going to soak it with hand sanitizer. Oh, my God, that was pretty good. Grover, how was it for you?
He hung up.
Oh, no. Well, I want to thank, you know what? I don't know. I want to thank Tony for, Tony G for really giving me this. I don't know. I feel like I could just close my eyes and picture her, his girl, you know, especially the way he described her in detail and how she, how he explained like how she likes sex and how she enjoys anal sex and that, she's, she gives him rim jobs. I mean, that's pretty hot. You know, he was saying that he, that she had him twisted up like a pretzel and she had her tongue deep in his asshole and then, you know, slipped in the finger and was tickling the prostate and he blew his load into his own mouth accidentally. Just such a funny story.
Randy, that's tough. Okay.
Okay, I won't say anything else. I'm sorry. Are there any other callers, Ken?
Yeah, there's a couple 111ers.
Let's take those, Ken. Come on, let's keep the show rolling.
Okay, yeah. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm a pastor, and I do have to say, Mr. Randy Anderson, that was a disgusting display. See, I come here to listen to godly teachings, and I get a full 20-minute masturbation session. I am disgusted.
I know, I'm sorry.
And that's hard for me to say because me and Ken have been at odds in the past. But I feel bad that Ken has to have masturbation and sex talk on his show.
I'm sorry. It's just that the way Tony described it, it was really hot. And I took those freaking hormone therapy. I'm taking hormone therapy and my testosterone levels are through the roof. And I can't stop thinking about Tony's girlfriend.
Why are you taking hormone therapy, my son?
I just feel like I wasn't feeling like a man anymore. So I went to the doctors and they found that my testosterone levels were depleted. And so they put me on hormone therapy.
This is shameful and sad in so many ways. And I'm sorry, like, us as men, I want to talk to you as a pastor to man pastor to man, if you understand what I'm saying. Because I don't think there are other men on this show besides you and I. You know, there are certain times where we feel urges come upon us, strong urges. I know when I see my wife, I get strong urges sometimes.
But you just said come.
I did not say come. That's ungodly.
You said come upon us. Oh, I'm confused. Oh,
you're
God.
So cute, son. But my son, I'll tell you what you need to do. In my ministry, we like to give this prayer, and I need you to repeat after me.
Go ahead.
Like Ken to follow along, too. Amen.
Ken, will you repeat, or you recite it with me?
Sure.
I think we just all need to come together to do this. Amen.
Oh, my God. Come. Oh. Okay. All right. I'm going to try to get through this. I'm going to try
Father
to block
Abba.
What Tony said. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. Father Abba.
Father Abba.
I am on my knees asking you for deliverance.
I'm on my knees asking for deliverance. Tony's calling in 111, he said. Is there another 111? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but maybe we can mend the fence right now.
Yes, I'd love to bring Mr. Gregato on so I can talk to him too and help you guys bridge this divide.
Well, let me see if I can find him. I've got a lot of 111s. Okay,
just start taking
them
and hang up on them.
Let's see. 111, you're on the air.
I fuck orphans. Okay.
Okay. Fake Ken.
Hold on.
You're on the air.
Oh! It's Ken.
Kenny.
Oh, Pastor Ken.
How
Hello,
are
Ken.
You,
How
my
are
sons?
You?
Say what?
my dear.
I said, how are thee, my sons?
I'm doing fine. I'm in favor. How about yourself there, Pastor Kent?
The Kent is doing swell. The Kent had a good Thanksgiving. And the Kent wants to wish thee a Merry Christmas. That is the wishes of the Kent.
Oh, okay.
Can we keep looking for Tony real quick? Leave him on the line and maybe look for Tony real quick?
Amen.
No other person has pressed the one key.
Who gives a shit? Just pick him up. It's okay. He doesn't know how to use
Tony
the phone very well.
Tony says he'll call in again per the chat room. He'll call in again. So
okay,
let's
111, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello!
Oh, man.
Keep going, Ken.
Yeah.
Kitty.
Okay. Well, we got 814, which is Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
No. Goodbye. Dougie.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
Oh. I'm doing all right. How about you?
We need to get to Tony, not Doug.
I want to get
Tony.
Yeah, not Doug.
Oh, he's a bitch.
I see you got your babies online with you.
He's very clearly
got
drunk.
Mississippi
he's very
Veal.
Now and he doesn't want to speak.
Bitch,
hey, it's Mississippi Veal. How you doing?
Don't let him ruin the show.
How drunk are you?
Ken.
I can't understand you right now. You're so drunk, I can't even understand you.
Hey,
Ken, don't let
him ruin
the show.
You're so drunk,
I
don't understand what you're saying. Mississippi Veal. I mean, drunk.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
you're so drunk, I can't understand you.
My son, you're projecting.
Huh?
Maybe you can understand that, my son. Maybe you should go to AA like I've been treating you to. Find God.
Dougie.
Ken,
maybe you can project a little more. Little baby boy. Blah, blah.
Shut up, Dougie. Shut up, Dougie. Dougie, shut up. Shut up,
I want to help mentor.
Hello.
Shut up,
Dougie. Pastor douchebag.
Okay,
again?
We got another 111 caller. Let me take this and see if it's Tony.
Okay, goodbye.
Fuck
okay,
up,
okay, hold
bye.
On. Tony, is that you?
I fuck kids, okay? Okay. Okay.
I think Tony's just being a total coward.
I really want Uncle Tony to help this resolution out here, but it appears every 111 isn't Tony. But I can help regardless. But Tony Gagardo, please call in. We've got to keep going with these 111s. We've got to find Tony. I know he's out there.
I agree, Ken. I mean, even if they haven't pressed the one button, so you have to remember. I don't want to make it obvious. So I'll whisper this to you so Tony doesn't hear. Tony doesn't know how to use a phone very well. He has really fat fingers. And so that's why he probably hasn't pushed the one, or maybe he thought he was pushing the one, but his fat finger got in the way and he pushed the number two. So just,
yeah, that could have happened.
Yeah, so Ken, just take all the 111s. Let's just see. He's probably on there somewhere.
Okay, we'll keep going. 111, you're on the air.
He said you hung up on him. Tony said he hung up.
I didn't hang
up
on anybody.
I know what happened. Maybe Tony had his phone upside down. Tony probably had his phone upside down, too. He was talking into the headset. He's going to call in one more time.
Yes, he's going to call in one more time. And he needs to press one this time. Please, Uncle Tony. Amen. God is
Amen.
Calling you to me right now. I feel God calling me to Tony and me to you to help you guys both out, come to the Lord and get you on your knees for repentance and have the Lord just come inside of you in a great way.
Well, Tony, it looks like Tony's just being very judgmental now. He's talking about, but you take Doug and yell about fucking kids. We don't know. What's he talking about? I mean, I just wanted to talk to Tony. I wanted to have a truce between he and I. It's just as much his fault as it is mine. Because
Amen.
He was the one talking like sex talk to me. That's what he was doing basically on his show, is talking. It was sex talk.
Well,
and
I'd like to provide a point here of clarity very quickly. I've talked to Tony Gagardo about his show sometimes veering into too much sex talk. In fact, he calls himself Tony Sex, and he wonders sometimes why people call him in talking about BJs and AJs and CJs and other J's. And it's very unfortunate.
Hey, hold on. Take the 111s. Tony, stop being a coward and just let's make up. I want to stop with this. Ken, take the rest of the 111s, please.
Amen.
Okay. 111.
Tony, you better.
111.
Yo,
you
hello.
Hello.
Yo, hello. This is Kenny Jr. This is your stepson, and I'm in a bed right now, and I can't.
Okay. Well,
that's stupid. Yeah, keep going. I'm sure Tony's on there.
Amen.
Well, we'll see.
Well, Tony is now saying there's no show on Sunday because he got called Tony Retardo. Ungodly.
This is Kenny Jr., and I got shot by a nigger in the spine, and I can't
walk
anymore.
Oh, my God.
I got shot by a nigger, Dad.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh. Racial epithets. Oh! Ungodly. Why are there so many ungodly callers to this show, Pastor Ken?
I don't know. Maybe because you're on?
I don't think it's because I'm on. I'm a pastor, and I preach to people, and I lead people through prayer. It's what I do. I lead them to God. Now, do we want to do this prayer together or not? Because I feel like it will help our good friend here overcome his sexual deviancy. Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, I really want to go through with this, but I feel like Tony should be one of the people reciting this prayer, too, but he just seems like he's running away from God.
Amen.
And,
I don't know why he's running from God when God is reaching to him. I know that Tony prays the rosary, and he keeps the rosary close to him, and he's on his knees used to be on his knees for God constantly. He was on fire, and now he's cussing in this godly chat room.
Kenny knelt down and unzipped his zipper. It was at that moment that he put Dan's penis in his mouth and proceeded to suck the soul out of him. In that split second, something changed. He felt different, and it was the semen he just swallowed. It was deeper than that. He was fat, reeking cigarette, and farts. But there was something about him. Ken was intrigued and really horny. Before the night was over, this man, this fat man, with love.
Ken, that was ungodly.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was so ungodly. And now Tony's talking about penis
about
size
penis.
In this godly chat room. Oh, my gosh.
Tony, are you listening? Please stop talking about the size of your penis. We don't need to know this in a godly chat room. We only care about the size of our love for God here. Isn't that right, Pastor Ken?
Amen.
Amen.
Kenny, keep going with the 111s. I'm sure we'll find him. He's here somewhere.
I think
no,
he hung up.
We'll see. 111.
Hello, this is Mike Hunt, personal trainer.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike Hunt.
Hey,
I will be very brief
because I want to leave time for Uncle Tony to call in. I just had one comment. Randy Anderson is on testosterone. I am also on testosterone, and it makes you very horny. And I will tell Uncle Tony, if he does not call in, Randy and I are going to come up there and fuck your new girlfriend up there in Boston. So call in.
Oh, ungodly.
Well, hey, that's not. I'm all for it. I mean, I'm hornier than shit right now, and the way. I mean, especially the way Tony described that girl. She sounds very promiscuous at that. I mean, imagine a girl who looks like that sleeping with a gargantuan pig like Tony. I mean, she has to be a whore, right?
Now, isn't it true that Uncle Tony went there on Thanksgiving and took a big wicked shit and clogged the toilet?
That is true. That is true. I heard it from the horse's mouth, or shall I say, in reference to Tony, from the cow's mouth. He shit so big. Yeah, he clogged that toilet.
That's just awful. You know, I was on Uncle Tony's side for a while, but now I think I'm on Randy's side. Uncle Tony, you're being a whiny little bitch. You need to call in. And with that, good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Mike.
Good night.
Okay, let's see. We got another 111 caller.
Hi,
111.
This is Ashley.
Hi. it's Ashley.
It's Ashley.
I'm
hi,
calling
Ashley.
To say hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Oh, shit. Ashley's very friendly.
Hi, this is Ashley. Hi.
Ooh.
Ashley, have you prayed to God recently?
Hi. Okay, and goodbye. All right. Okay. All right.
Any other callers?
Nope.
Tony does what he usually does and cowers away, and yeah, he's a coward, but not a big deal.
Yes, I wish Tony would defend his honor. He's defended his honor in the past, but apparently he hasn't respected his honor tonight. And I'm very unfortunate about that. And Tony, just know that I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that you find your way to God and that you stop having intercourse with so many women. And Randy, you know, I just want to tell you something really quick here because, you know, your description of Tony's, oh, man, Tony, that's disgusting.
He said, pray
Tony,
for
I've
your mother's twat. Oh, my God.
I've been helping you, Uncle Tony. Pray for my mother's twat? Are you kidding me? You know, this is a man who I pray for on a daily basis, and he's out here, and he's now – you know, rejecting the Lord like this and being this ungodly. Randy, I'm not picking a side, but you both are being very ungodly. And it's both pretty, pretty terrible. My mom is dead.
Well, let me just say this, that if you were, whose fault is it? Let's say if somebody puts a pornographic movie in front of you, you know, whose fault is it if the man comes? Is it the person watching the video, or is it the fault of the person that put it on? Right? I mean, that's what Tony did. Tony basically created like he laid it out in very graphic detail about his girl and what she looks like and her big fat titties, and he said she was, you know, very overweight and she has rolls, and I'm kind of into some roly, you know, roly poly chicks. He also said that, he talked about her ass and how she receives anal and how he receives anal from her sometimes. I mean, and so it was all really hot, and I got hot and bothered, and I blew my load.
Well,
I mean, that's
Randy, let me tell you about what my wife does when it comes to our son. We have a younger son. He's going through puberty currently. He's, you know, 17 years old, and
he's had bad experience watching pornography recently. And he really has been watching these women who have black hair and, you know, they're full figured and they look a lot like his mom, and it's just really strange, right? You know what I'm saying, Randy?
Yeah, I do.
Now, Randy, I know how you feel about this, and I know how, you know, looking at these beautiful women, these beautiful full-bodied women makes you feel. And I know that every time you look at it, you just feel something bubbling up inside of you, something wanting to spurt out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What is that sound? Anyways, but you just love these women, and every time you look at them and their full breasts and their black hair and their and their olive skin, you just don't know how to react.
Yeah.
And it's that olive skin and those big breasts. Are you mad? Ungodly. So ungodly. All this stuff has on it is masturbation now. And, you know,
Randy dropped.
Randy dropped?
Yeah, he dropped. He's not on the phone no more.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, Pastor Ken, I'm here praying for you, and I'm praying for your show, and I'm praying for Tony, who apparently thinks I'm Spencer Rice, but that's anything but the fact. I'm Pastor Veal, obviously. And I just want to say, are you masturbating in the background, Pastor Ken?
I don't masturbate.
I hear masturbation in the background. You're saying you don't masturbate at all?
No.
Not what?
No, Lord have mercy, you're very into Ken's masturbation practices, aren't you?
But no, I don't masturbate.
Lord have mercy.
Do you have proof of that, Tony F? I just find that hard to believe. I'm not really into it insofar as I'm not concerned.
You seem very interested in it.
I'm sure you are, but I'm not interested
in
it.
Well, yeah, I would be. I don't see why you would.
That's ungodly, Tony.
Yes, I agree. You are
I'm
ungodly.
I'm not so far into it. I think he's lying about it. Like, he doesn't... Ken, explain yourself here.
You listen to this show, and you listen to the people that call into this show. Do you honestly think any of these callers are sexually stimulating to anybody?
I think Randy might have been to you, Tony F. You sound a bit winded. Same thing with Ken. I think Ken was getting off to that. I mean, I don't know.
I heard
little fapping noises in the background, little noises and heavy breathing. That implies that Ken was masturbating. I don't know if you guys do that.
I think you are so sexually repressed that you look for sexual signs and sexual innuendos. I think you need to get laid. I think you need to get laid.
I'm in a relationship with my wife, and I get laid every night. Thank you very much. I just don't talk about it like you guys do on your show.
I didn't say you need to go through the steps. And what?
I said you need to get laid.
Well.
You need to get laid well.
You are repressed. You need an evening of full sexual, just get down, get nasty, let everything go, and do it.
This is an advice show,
and that's what I'm giving you as my piece of advice.
Get laid.
You need to get laid. You're too into everybody else's sexual, you know, you want to know what everybody else is doing. How many times did you masturbate?
Did you do this? Did you do that? Since this is an advice show now and you're trying to give me advice, when was the last time you got laid?
I'm not the one calling the advice show. You are.
Well, I'm wondering from you because you could help me with some advice here. How do you get laid? with Ken's COPD? Is it sort of just like...
I tell you what. No, I'm not going to go into it on the air. I don't think that's very proper, and I don't think it's right. But if you want to see how two men have sex, Google it. And then mark video.
I mean, I wouldn't call you a man, per se, but can you pick up 585? I need this person on the air really quickly to help me out here.
Well, no. There's no 285. I'm sorry.
585. Five.
Yeah, there's 585. Yeah. I'll take him. It's Cobra Jeff. Hey, Cobra Jeff.
Hey, Kenny. Hi, how you doing tonight, bud?
All right. How you doing?
Not too bad. I just want to know which one of your ass clown listeners are saying that I'm Pastor Vale.
Yeah, he's not me. I want to be clear here.
How am I him when he's talking and I'm talking at the same time?
Amen.
So
yeah,
I just
want
to clear that.
Jeff is a very close member of my parish, and he confides in me very many things, like his addictions and stuff like that. And I'm very close to Jeff, but I can assure you that I am not Cobra Jeff. I don't go out and fornicate with most of Tony's girlfriends.
That's true. That's true. 2 for 3 right now, Pastor Ken.
Okay.
We're working. Pretty awesome. We're trying to make it a godly experience in Cobra Jeff's life, but he has a sex addiction, Very real thing.
First of all, Pastor Ken, a couple weeks ago I called in and you helped me with my drug addiction, and I want to thank you for that. I've actually been clean for almost 4 weeks now, so I want to thank you for that.
Amen.
But the next thing, like the good pastor said, I do have a sex addiction, and that's the next thing I'm trying to overcome.
Okay. Well, sex addiction is just like any other addiction. You gotta restrain from it.
Yeah, but let me tell you, pussy is way better than cocaine. Let me tell you that. I can't get enough of that. I really can't.
And, Jeff, I do want to chime in here and explain to Pastor Ken, which you told me if that's okay. I can break the seal of the confessional here a little bit. You told me that women are just naturally attracted to you. Like, you walk over to where Tony Gaga is hanging out in Boston, and you just these women who have run-ins with Tony, they're really attracted to you, and they just come on to you naturally. They say, I've never been with a skinny man before, stuff like that. Is that true?
It's very true. Let me tell you, I call them broads. It's just, I'm Italian, call them broads. These broads, when they come to me, they tell me, he can't hit the sides. But let me tell you guys something. I, Cobra Jeff, baby, I can hit the sides. I hit it right the first time.
All right. We're so happy for you. Yeah.
Is that Tony F again? God, Tony F, why do you come on this show? This is Ken's show. Are you?
Tony F has been really rude to me in the past. Kenny, I admire you. You are a godly man. I respect you very much. But every time Tony F opens his mouth, it offends everybody. The word you spread is tainted by all of his actions. Now, I understand he's your significant other. I understand that. Love is very powerful. But he is ruining your reputation. He is causing problems in all communities, and that is not a godly thing. Okay?
Can you imagine? I'm causing problems in all sorts of communities, and I don't have to do anything.
You're sending emails.
You're ruining Ken's show.
That's almost
you sent me an email, but you said that you were glad.
Wait a minute. Hold on, both of you. That is kind of sad. That poor little man could
settle down.
Lives and your communities.
No one wants to hear you talk, Tony F, okay? See what I mean? You try to take the pants in the relationship. Let the pastor, the good man, actually spread his word.
Guess what?
Blog
Talk Radio doesn't
want
to hear y'all talk.
Yes, we're winding down the show.
Ken,
listen, guys, I want to say bless you. Okay, God bless you, Grover Jeff, for calling
Does
in.
Does he beat you?
Bless you, Kenny.
Bless
you, Kenny. Stop being beat by Tony. You can defend yourself.
Okay, Mike, fun. Thank you all, for Randy, for calling
He's
in.
Very real.
Thank everybody in my chat room, okay, for listening. Okay, so I want to say God bless. And
He's very real.
Until
everybody,
Thursday night.
Abuse hotline.
God bless
you, Ken. Be safe. Off to Tony F. if you can. We would greatly appreciate it. God bless you, bud.
God bless.
Amen. Bye-bye. Reach out to domestic abuse hotline.
Amen. I love the pussy.
799-SAFE. Reach out, Ken, if you can. Ken, we're here for you, bud. Yeah.
All right.
I'm here for you anytime you want.